from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into Life Change Weekend. Delighted to have you listening in. And one of the things we do on the weekends is that we talk to people about their lives, their testimonies, their books they've written. We talk about a number of different issues. Monday through Friday, we do Bible studies. Then on the weekend, we have this wonderful time. And one of the regulars on our program is our international director, who's also the chief mentor of our Bible college, Rick Ramsey. And Rick is down in Virginia. And we're delighted to have him on with us today. One of the issues that we deal with regularly here is the ministry we have been able to connect with in Myanmar. A wonderful group of people there, but my, oh my, what they're going through. And I would encourage you today to listen to this program. There's a lot involved here of what's taking place there. We solicit your prayers for these dear people, but secondly, we also ask you to send funds in. We every quarter send them money. And that money is depreciating very, very quickly because of what's taking place in that country. We actually need more donors for this. And I'll be giving you an address both online as well as our virtual office where to send the funds. You send them to Padrone, Dino Padrone Ministries, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Padrone Ministries. And we'll give the addresses in just a few moments where to send it. And we really want to do something for the people there. Whatever you send in to us, the totality goes to these 10 pastors that we have been helping with over there. We've also provided food and other things for these dear people, but it's a real difficulty there. So, Rick, first of all, good to have you on the program. And welcome again. And give us an update, a quick update on the situation there.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Dino, and this time of the year, you know, we're contemplating the coming year, and we're meditating and thinking about the last year and all the things that the Lord has done. I'm grateful, really, for the things that He has done, even in Myanmar, though they are in a difficult situation, and the February the 1st will be the anniversary of the 3-year anniversary of the coup that took place there. And the military government took over the country, but they're dealing with a lot of things themselves, and there's still, the people are opposing them, and a lot of the soldiers are dropping out, switching sides, and there's a lot of havoc going on, and unfortunately, a lot of warfare there in that country still. It's interesting to me that during Christmas, just before Christmas, it was very bad, but they did calm a little bit during Christmas to allow the people to celebrate. The pastors there have some influence, and so that was a blessing, but it's still a long way from settled, so we need to pray for that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it's been 3 years. It's hard to believe. It seems like just a few months ago that we heard about this coup that was going on there, and it continues. So how are things in Pastor Mun's city? Tell us what city he's in, and how are things with Pastor Mun?
Pastor Mun is in Kalamaya, and it's a town of about 200,000 people spread out over a large area. And they had been fairly protected because the military controlled that area up until the fall, and there was an uprising in October, and the people began to fight back. And now every night, Pastor Munn hears shooting and bombs exploding and so on. Things that we can't imagine in America, they are conscious of all the time. And then in the daytime, generally speaking, the city goes back to normal because both the government and the people have a vested interest in, you know, making sure the banks are open and the businesses run and so on. And then at night they go to fighting again. So, you know, it's very dangerous right now for them.
Yeah, for us who have never been in that kind of a circumstance, it's almost hard to comprehend. And we hear about the war in Gaza. We hear about the war in the Ukraine. This is a very serious situation there. How has that impacted the ministry there?
Well, as you might expect, they've always had issues with electrical grid and the internet spotty, and this just made it worse. And then they're not able to be out at night at all, so they're confined to their quarters. And most nights they don't have any electricity unless they run a generator. And the gas prices are just have gone through the roof when they can get it. Pastor Munn told me, he said, you know, a lot of times we can't even get the fuel. And, of course, they run motorbikes, most of them, which is a good thing because, you know, a gallon of fuel will go a long ways on a motorbike, whereas his van takes some more. Those are probably the three things. Sometimes he'll call me or I'll call him, and we can't get through because he just doesn't have any bandwidth on the internet, and it'll break up and so on. But last night I talked to him, and he had a good connection, and so that was a blessing.
And the students, I guess, too, are affected by all of this, haven't they been?
Yeah, you can imagine these children, they don't understand. Not only do they have the students in their college there, but the orphanage. And there's about 25 or 30 students or orphans there, and they're all fairly young. I'd love for you to have a picture of those kids that he sent me after Christmas when we sent them some money. I sent them about $300. They bought them new shoes and new clothing and got them a little teddy bear, I think it was, and they sent the pictures from them. They look well, but, you know, they deal with all the anxieties. They're not able to go to school outside of what they're able to teach them there, and it's a great deal of stress on Pastor Munn and his dear wife and the work that they do there with them.
Fascinating stuff, Rick, what's taking place there. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you with our good friend Rick Ramsey. And we're talking about the ministry that we talk often about on this weekend when we talk about missions. The ministry that's in Myanmar and the work that's going on there. And I want to say to all of you listening into the program today, I encourage you to send a gift in specifically for these pastors and their people. And we're going to give a couple of addresses here in just a few moments. The check simply needs to be made out to Padron Ministry College if you're making out a check. Really, it's better to put in Dino Padron Ministries. Whatever you do there, earmark it for these pastors. Dino Padron Ministries, you can put into the college if you put it in that PayPal. It will go directly to these pastors. And our goal is to help them and encourage them in this ministry that they're going through. What impact has it had on the churches, this issue with the coup and all of this explosions at night? How has this affected the churches, Rick?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, they have no night services. You know, sometimes it's a debate here in America about when you have your services and when you don't have services and how many services you have. They gather when they can. But they meet at about 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and then about 2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Then they have to head home. The people are taught to trust God and come and worship. Don't be afraid of what might happen, but trust the Lord. And it's encouraging because he says they come. They believe the leadership and they come to the worship services. And then, of course, during the week, they'll have prayer meetings in individual homes and Bible studies and individual homes of some who physically aren't able to get out and so on. But it definitely has had an impact. But amazingly, there have been souls saved, and Christians' faith has been strengthened. Often our faith is strengthened in times of trouble. And it seems to me from talking to them that that's the case.
Yeah, and it's interesting how that how you do church even changes, but the church is still a body. Church is very important. The Greek word ekklesia, it was actually a political term to begin with. It means the gathering, the called out people. There's something special about church, isn't there, Rick, with the gathering of the people. And they're doing it uniquely different, I guess, in some of these prayer meetings and home ministry and so forth. It's very, very unique. Now, if you'd like to send a gift in for these pastors, we would deeply appreciate it. And in fact, we need it. We have always been able to meet our goal. We've been doing this for several years now, helping these pastors. If you want to make send a gift in, you can simply send it to DinoPadronMinistries.com. You can send it also to Padron Ministry College. And either one, and simply earmark it for the pastors in Myanmar. Simply write on their pastors. And just simply go online, DinoPadronMinistries.org or .com, and Padron Ministry College. You can simply go there. It comes right up. Go to the donate button, and you can make a donation to it. If you're sending a check in, and many people do this, a lot of people say a lot of money comes in through the online, the social media, but we find in our ministry a lot of money comes in, for which we're very thankful, through the mail. We call it the snail mail, which means slower, but simply send it to Regus, R-E-G-U-S, that's R-E-G-U-S, Post Office 433 Plaza, that's Regus Post Office 433 Plaza, and then Real Suite, R-E-A-L-S-U-I-T-E 275, Real Suite 275. And this is our virtual office in Boca Raton. So put in there Boca Raton, R-A-T-O-N, 33432. That's a Regus P.O., 433 Plaza, Real Suite, 275, Boca Raton, 33432. Now, Rick, and again, send it in. When you send it in, please send it in. Pray about it. Send it in. We need the funds. We really do. This, we want to help these dear people, and we want you to understand that this is a crisis, and we who have so much in America, you may not think you have much, and I may not think I have much, but compared to places like this that we're talking about today, we are very wealthy compared to them. Rick, how are the pastors in the villages faring? I remember when I spoke to their national conference, Pastor Mon took me to the villages, and that's where I really began to capture what was taking place in that country. How are those pastors? How are they doing?
They are very resilient. You know, I was thinking while you were talking about the church and the ecclesia and the resiliency that the church ought to have. Very often our churches here in America aren't very resilient, you know. We're not very flexible. But I suspect that if we were to deal with what they are dealing with, we would learn some flexibility. But those pastors in the villages, for example, I know of two of them. Both of them, their last names start with Mung, or Mung, M-U-N-G. Their whole village had to run on a few occasions because of the warfare taking place. They would go out and scatter, and then when it is settled down, they come back in, and they go right back to church, and they go right back to ministry, and go right back to life. But they have to stay ready to go, if you will, kind of like we ought to be with the coming of the Lord. And that's kind of how the pastors evacuate, the people evacuate, and then they return when it's safe.
That so touches my heart, Rick, and I'm sure it does with our listeners. What an amazing story. And again, this is not Ukraine. This is not Gaza. This is very real challenges in Myanmar, a country that's close to your heart, Rick, and my heart, and our ministry's heart as we think about what's going on there. Now, let's talk about how is this war affecting the economy there. What's happening with that?
Well, sad to say, goods are hard to find. When they're able to find them, they're very expensive. For example, they live on rice. You know that. You were there, and we were so tired of rice by the time we left. But they live on it, and the prices of rice has doubled in that country. And so I think we, a few years ago, we raised money for rice, and we figured about $25-$30 a bag, and now it's $60-$70 a bag. And it takes probably 5 or 6 bags to feed all the children and all the ministry for a month. So it's very expensive in that way. And then the exchange rate, it was 3,000 chet to $1, and now it's down to 2,000 to 1. So that causes their money to not go as far. And I already mentioned the gasoline, hard to get, and when they get it, it's very expensive. And so it's poor country anyway. They import a lot of goods. And, you know, with war going on, all of the difficulties of that. They do own a rice paddy, but again, because of the fighting, they weren't able to get that crop in this year, or at least all of it. And they would take the students out there and let them pick it. And they got some of it, but it was because of the danger they weren't able to get all of that in. So it does have a great impact on them.
Yeah, our ministry partners do have a rice paddy there, but as you said, Rick, it really very, very limited. If you could send a gift in, it would all go to these people. We don't keep any of it for our ministry. Send it in to Bedrone Ministry College, or if you'd like to, simply send it to DinaBedroneMinistries.org or .com. And if you're sending a check, send it to Dina Bedrone Ministry, Regus, R-E-G-U-S, Post Office 433 Plaza, Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, 33432. And please send those gifts in. They would be a tremendous help, really. As you can hear today, this is something that we as Christians and Christian Americans and Christians who are not Americans ought to be burdened about. And if we can help, God wants us to help in these areas, especially like this. Pastor Munn has an orphanage there as well. What's going on with the orphanage?
Well, I alluded to that a little bit ago, that they have about 25 or 30. It varies. You know, I was thinking about that orphanage. He got a phone call in 2013, so now the orphanage is 10 years old. And these grandparents called him and said that they had a little child. The mother tried to sell the child because she was so poor and so needy. She tried to sell the child. The grandparents found out, took the child, and they asked Pastor Munn if he could take the child. Well, at the time, Pastor Munn had some small children of his own. He took that child in, and that's what started the Emmanuel Orphanage Home. And they'll go in, they'll go through, they'll graduate. Some of them will go to college. But the needs are just so great. But the children that are there now are really small, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years old. Beautiful children, well kept. And they work, they do the chores around the place, they do the cleaning and so on. But they are amazing, wonderful, beautiful children. And it's a great ministry, a difficult ministry, but God's given them the heart for it.
Yeah, it's amazing, Rick. Again, I want to encourage you to send a gift in toward these pastors. Again, send it to Bedrone Ministry College or DinoBedroneMinistries.org or .com. That's DinoPedrone. Ministries is plural, MINISTRIES. If you're sending a check in, send it to Regus, R-E-G-U-S, Post Office 433 Plaza. 433 Plaza, Real Suite, R-E-A-L-S-U-I-T-E, 275. That's the suite that our virtual office is at. Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Let me ask you this, Rick. As hard as it is to imagine, are there positives as a result of this war?
You would be hard-pressed to answer that with a yes. But, you know, the positive of war is that people fear they may die. And when people fear they may die, they begin to think about what's next. And so it has opened the door of evangelism all across the country. Joseph in the main city there in Myanmar, Yangon, his church has grown. Now, he reaches the Buddhist people, where Munn kind of reaches the people of his native area, although some Buddhists, but that's not their primary. But they are all afraid of dying, and Buddhism doesn't give them an answer about death. And so they have seen people come to Christ. And then Christians realize that their life could end at any moment. And so they stay in close contact with the Lord, which is the key to our Christian journey, is staying close to the Lord. And so even though war is awful and it's hard, for the gospel, we study the Bible, the gospel was spread in times of persecution, and people received it because they wanted to be ready to go.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff, Rick, and what an amazing story this is as we think about what's taking place. Rick, I'd like to, we have maybe 2.5-3 minutes only left here. I'd like to have you give us a thought from the scripture in closing, but I also want you at the end of that to pray for the people of Myanmar and also to pray for our listeners to send gifts in, if you would.
Yes, I would be glad to. You know, I woke up during the night last night thinking of this verse, and it's, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." That word wrestle is found only here in the New Testament. And it reminded me, when I was a child, my brother was 15 months older than I. He was a little bit heavier than me, but I was a little bit longer than him. And they would match us together in school for wrestling matches, and we couldn't get the best of each other. And it's so funny to think about. And of course, we in America, we think about professional wrestling, unless you're into the college wrestling. But here in the Bible, he says that we wrestle not. Everyone, the word "we" means everyone in the Christian life is going to be in this wrestling match, not with human beings, but with the enemy, Satan himself. And wrestling requires energy, and there's essentials that's given to us in this this little verse. Is bookend on both sides by telling us to be strong in the Lord and put on the armor of God. And so we who live in this Christian life in this coming year need to determine to wrestle with the enemies, not with people, but fight the good fight of faith and put on the whole armor of God and spend time praying and spend time building our faith up and spend time giving the gospel. These are the things that are important, but we wrestle with our own flesh sometimes to do what God wants us to do. And so I'm challenged by the thought that we need to wrestle. Everyone needs to do it. We need to give energy to it. We need to fight the enemy, and we need to be putting these essentials into our life. I want to pray now that God would minister to people and speak to hearts. Our Father, we love you, and we know you're sovereign, and we know you're almighty. You're God. You're in control. You're all-powerful, and you're able to meet the need. No one else is able to meet the need. An individual out there listening, Lord, and may think, "Well, I just have $50. That's really not much." But, Lord, you can take a bunch of people who give what they have and accomplish that which is needed. I pray for Pastor Munn and for those dear ones, those dear pastors there in that country. Lord, encourage them. And Lord, as they are wrestling with spiritual darkness there, and they're dealing with warfare on a scale that we know nothing about, Lord, give them what they need and supply their needs and help people right now to be touched. People maybe that are listening who could do much to help us. May you move them to do that. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rick. You've been listening in to Life Change Weekend. Do send your gift in for these pastors. Padron Ministry College, simply go online there or to Regas Post Office Box 433, Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton 33432. We've given it several times today. We look forward to having your gift. God bless you.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.